In early December, Governor Rick Scott announced that state health officials had lifted the zone of active Zika transmission in Miami-Dade County, but that didn't take the sting out of Scott's ongoing feud with President Obama about the amount of federal dollars flowing to fight the mosquito-borne disease. Scott wrote in a press release, "It has been more than 2 months since over $1 billion in Zika funding was signed by President Obama, and the federal government has still only committed $7 million to help reimburse Florida's costs of fighting this virus." Let's get a checkup on the truth of that statement with PolitiFact Florida's Katie Sanders. Hey, Katie.
Hey there.
So, Katie, $1 billion promised but not delivered. True? False?
In this case, the truth is somewhere in between. Governor Scott is talking about the federal government's allocation for Florida in the Zika fight. Now, Florida was never going to get the majority of $1.1 billion, but federal officials did tell state officials that they would get $15 million in an initial grant. However, they released $7.5 million of that $15 million pot, and state officials do not know when they are going to get the remaining $7 million of that initial grant.
So that's a lot less than $1 billion, so where's the rest of the money? Is it coming?
The rest of the money is going for things like federal research, in addition to being shared with other states, and there could be more money on top of that. The bigger issue with Scott's claim is that he's omitting that the state has had access to millions more dollars in public health grants, but for whatever reason, the state has not pursued those dollars.
And is Governor Scott saying why they haven't gone after that money?
The federal government does expect to send out the rest of that money from the $15 million that Florida was supposed to get by the end of December, so it could be coming soon. Now, this does not account for millions more dollars that the federal government has offered Florida as part of the Zika fight. The federal government has given $16.5 million in Zika money to Florida at the time that Scott made his statement in early December. Now, that includes $9 million that first came online in the summer from a medley of grants, and then that also $7.5 million in the fall.
I guess one of the bigger questions is, since Zika looks like it has been contained, do we really need $1 billion to fight this here in Florida?
Well, Governor Rick Scott would say, yes, we do. They want to make sure that there's research going on and that if another outbreak takes place, from Zika or whatever the next mosquito-borne illness may be, they have access to diagnostic tests and other testing equipment so they can get a handle on things perhaps more quickly than they did this time around.
All right, so bottom line, we're getting some of the money, but not $1 billion, right?
We're not getting $1 billion, and we were never going to get $1 billion. I think the big problem with this statement is that Scott is omitting a lot of information. Yes, the feds have only sent down about $7 million out of this $1.1 billion package, but he leaves out that not all of that was meant for Florida, and he leaves out that this is fairly typical when the federal government is awarding grants that they want to slow down and make sure that they're tracking every dollar and giving the state the amount it needs. So they release half of what they said they were going to give Florida, and the other half could be coming soon. Experts didn't say this was unusual.
All right, half the money equals a claim of half true, right?
You're right.
All right, Katie Sanders of PolitiFact Florida, thanks for swatting away some of the claims on this one.
Thank you for having us.